making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at Infowars.com/show.
Well, I was rolling. Well, we know what happens after a mass shooting. The political left wants to attack the Second Amendment, attack the NRA, and come after the guns. It's very Nazi-esque, in all honesty, and the same talking points are being parroted again from the left today. Here's Leanne McAdoo with that report.
Can't seem to catch a break, now can they? But just like everything else in the Bureau...
Prepare yourselves, folks, as the establishment media is preparing to bombard us with a well-coordinated propaganda campaign aimed at chipping away at the Second Amendment. Something a little bit new this time around, we are going to be treated to a town hall featuring teenagers who were purportedly witnesses to that tragic school shooting that took place in Parkland, Florida last week. Now, I'm not really sure how wise it is to take these teenagers who probably haven't even had a chance to process what just happened less than a week ago and parade them out on a public stage so that they can lead the gun control debate. But we know that they're playing dirty, and this is meant to send a really strong message. I mean, after all, who can argue with these kids? So since we know what's about to happen, I want to just take your attention to some sage advice by Cheryl Atkinson. She's an investigative journalist and author who just gave another really great TED Talk where she exposed the origins of the fake news buzzword.
There are two ways to tell that powerful interests might be trying to manipulate your opinion. Number one, when the media seems to be trying to shape or censor facts and opinions rather than report them. Number two, when so many in the media are reporting the same stories, promulgating the same narratives, relying on the same sources, even using the same phrases. I mean, think of it. There are literally thousands of legitimate news stories that could be reported in a given day and an infinite number of ways to report them. When everybody's on the same page, it might be the result of an organized campaign.
So you really want to pay attention when you see that the networks are all pushing the same narrative. Typically, they are trying to draw your attention towards something or divert it away from something else. And so this is what really piqued Cheryl Atkinson's interest during the 2016 election when she noticed that this fake news narrative was being parroted by Democrats and by the liberal media, and they were really seeming to want to focus America's attention on the idea of fake news from conservative websites. To Atkinson, that looked like a propaganda effort, so she began to do a little bit of digging, and she traced this new spin to a nonprofit called First Draft. She said that appears to be about the first place to use fake news in the modern context.
On September 13th, 2016, First Draft announced a partnership to tackle malicious hoaxes and fake news reports. The goal was supposedly to separate wheat from chaff, to prevent unproven conspiracy talk from figuring prominently in internet searches.
But then all of a sudden, this call to stop the spread of fake news was everywhere, as if it was this massive threat to our democracy.
We're going to have to rebuild within this wild, wild west of information flow some sort of curating function that people agree to. It used to be there were three television stations and Walter Cronkite's on there, and not everybody agreed. There has to be, I think, some sort of way in which we can sort through information that passes some basic truthiness tests.
Nobody in the public had been clamoring for any such thing. Yet suddenly, the topic of fake news dominates headlines on a daily basis. It's as if the media had been given its marching orders. Fake news, they insisted, was an imminent threat to American democracy.
And Atkinson went on to say that few themes arise in our environment organically. And so that prompted her to follow the money. And what she found was one of the first big donors to First Draft.
And what we have found is that to push gun control, the liberal media has been reporting fake news like 18 school shootings this year alone. That is fake news. For the full Leanne McAdoo report, go to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. We'll be right back with the War Room.
assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome to the War Room. It is February 20th, 2018. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone. My co-host joins me in the second hour. And today I'm trying to filter through the fog and the haze of the Twilight Zone, which is our modern-day news cycle now, our modern-day political debate is basically just the Twilight Zone. And this is what we have to deal with now. Where I can't even cover a school shooting or a mass shooting anymore. You can't even cover these things. You can't even follow these things. These things don't just happen without wrinkles in time and anomalies and questions and confusion. And it just gets even worse and worse now with the Florida shooting. Of course, today you had students staging walkouts and protests. In Florida, high school students walking out of school for gun control. Some of that was reported in the news. Apparently, they're going to schedule some mass protest, some mass walkout that they're working on right now. But, I mean, where do I go today? How about Mueller's indictment? Mueller is now indicting, what is the guy, a Ukrainian, I think, or something? He's Dutch. So now Mueller's got a Dutch guy that he's indicting. So he's got some Russians. We've got a Dutch banker. No connection to Trump. They connect this Dutch banker to Manafort. You've got that going on. Then you've got the very people that were saying Russia was meddling in our election. Russia was influencing our election. We need to be freaked out by Russia. CNN, MSNBC, Michael Moore. All of them actually took part in the Russian paid for propaganda Trump protest. If that's not Twilight Zone, I don't know what is. How about what's going on in California? They're talking about restricting the amount of water you can use, even shutting it off. San Francisco, I mean, what? Survey of downtown San Francisco reveals trash on every block. 303 piles of feces and 100 drug needles. Let me repeat this for you. Survey of Democrat-run downtown liberal San Francisco reveals trash on every block, 303 piles of schiff, and 100 drug needles. Okay. L.A. County's homeless problem is worsening despite billions from tax measures. Okay, so you've got that. I've got breaking news. Pedophile arrest. Dark web pedophile Matthew Falder, jailed for 32 years. This is such an unbelievable, it's just sick, this story. You've got six men arrested in a child sex trafficking ring. So pedo-gate arrests continue. You've got President Trump tweeting out, finally, little with a D, little Adam Schiff, the leaking monster of no control, is now blaming the Obama administration for Russian meddling. He is finally right about something. Obama was president, knew of the threat, and did nothing. Thank you, Adam. And notice how he spells little with a D. Little with a D. I'm just going to leave that out there for you. Because, again, I'm in the twilight zone right now. Little with a D. You've got the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration lying about their temperatures to exaggerate global warming. You've got the University of Purdue, brilliant school for engineering. Some of the brightest minds come out of there. Their writing guide says words with man should be avoided. Okay. How about all this now? You've got Jim Carrey, who, he's an artist, I guess you could say. He paints. And he does a painting of dead bodies on a golf course and then Trump saying four, which isn't funny. It's actually disgusting, but it was a one-off of the meme that we created 2 years ago of Barack Obama golfing on top of the Beamer. There it is. And it's a mind if I play through. Obama finally visits the flood victims in Louisiana. It's right there. And he's golfing on top of the Beamer there. Mind if I play through? So that's funny. That's tasteful. That's a meme. Then Jim Carrey does some weird art, I guess you want to call it, and blames Trump for the dead bodies at the Florida school shooting. But okay, so now here we go. Now, again, I have to go into the twilight zone with you. Student anti-gun activist David Hogg featured in CBS News story 6 months ago. So this guy has a viral video from a beach in California last August, where a buddy of his is basically being, kind of bullied by this lifeguard. Regardless of what happens in the video, it was a viral video 6 months ago. He gets a CBS story then. Now he's the number one go-to for anyone in mainstream television media to ask questions to about how the students feel about gun control, as if he's the be-all, end-all. I'm not going to get too much into this yet, but people are now reporting that the organizers that are going on the people that are going on TV are being organized and trained. But we'll get to that more in a second. Now you've got reports of that same activist, David Hogg, his father is in the FBI, and apparently, his father's in the FBI, apparently he's being coached on his anti-Trump lines. We've actually got that video, so we'll be playing that video. I may be able to get to that video before we move on here, and then, this is a story here, because the Washington Post says, the Florida school shooting is not fading from headlines. Well, that's exactly why Mueller is releasing his indictments now. See, the Washington Post just told you the whole story. Come after the guns, never let the Florida shooting die, and then on the side of the road, while no one's really watching, because everyone's over here looking at the Florida shooting, we're going to have Mueller release his indictments and it'll be perfect. We can just cover it on the surface. So it's like there is a story there, even though it's a nothing burger, doesn't tie anything to Trump. Perfect. Mueller, you release all your indictments, zero American citizens. No one's going to get extradited in this deal. This is a joke. So Mueller releases his indictments while the Florida shooting is stealing the headlines. Totally planned, totally coordinated. Totally so that the American people would not read about Mueller's indictments. They would see it on the surface. They would have confirmation bias, assuming that there is anything there, even though there's not. So there you go. And then I'll have some Olympics news as well, and another story surfacing about Fergie and her disastrous national anthem performance. So I'm going to break all that down. But Do you remember the former Watergate prosecutor? Oh, what is this woman's name? Oh, yeah, Wine Banks. Wine Banks. Well, now she says, new indictments are first step towards impeachment.
Oh,
really? Mm-hmm. So this is what Jill Wine Banks does when she goes on MSNBC with Chris Hayes. She's the be-all and all. She was on the Watergate prosecutor, you know. Whatever she says goes. And I heard it on Chris Hayes. I didn't read the indictments. I don't know anything about the indictments. Literally nothing. But I saw on MSNBC that Jill Wine Banks says it's the first step towards impeachment. So I believe it. They told me Hillary would win. I believe that too. I'm just the average liberal.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. As I speak, you've got high school students in Florida marching to the state capitol building in Florida to demand gun legislation. And then I've got a series of videos that I'm about to play here. It's just nuts. It's honestly just nuts. And the enemy knows what they're doing. The Democrats know what they're doing. The liberal media knows what they're doing, using these kids as political pawns. And that is what they're doing. Do not be confused about this. The Democrats and the liberal media are foaming at the mouth right now to use these kids as political pawns. Now, do they actually care about the kids? Of course not. If the Democrats cared about the kids, they'd be willing to protect them by having a border. How about that? I can't go down this road. I'll talk forever. We're going to have this series of videos. But before I get to that, folks, I want to let you know about some of the specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, we've got toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, and the reason why we bring household products to InfoWarsStore.com is because we want to make it easy for you to be able to support us. So we get household items like toothpaste on there. Everyone uses toothpaste. Everyone has toothpaste in their home. So why not get toothpaste from us at InfoWarsStore.com? And you're not just getting any toothpaste. You're getting the best toothpaste on the market, at least for my dollar, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, here's the deal, though. We are very limited in our supply of Super Blue toothpaste right now. And because this 50% off special has been so successful, we are almost entirely out of our current stock of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. But we've decided to continue the 50% off special despite being almost out of the product. So, you know, most businesses would say, oh, this is selling off the shelves. Let's put it back to full price. Well, we want to continue to have it selling off the shelves. We want to continue to supply you with the toothpaste. So we're going to keep the special going until it sells out. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste before we are sold out, and then it could be a month before we get another shipment in. Of course, if you are signed up for the auto ship program, that means we always hold back items, even if we're about to sell out when we do these huge specials sometimes. So, and you get another 10% off for auto ship. So if you know every 2 months or whatever it is, you need another tube of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, then on auto ship, you say, okay, send it to me every 2 months or whatever the amount of time that you select is. And then we send it to you and we always hold it back. So even if Super Blue sells out here in about a week or so, which it's set to do with the 50% off special, you'll still have some available because of the auto ship option. So InfoWarsStore.com, that's how you support us. And Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste, 4.8 star review, thousands of reviews on the official review site there. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it's really insane. Because you go down a road and you say, the Democrats are using these students as pawns. And it's like, okay. But it's so much deeper than that. It goes along with the entire Democrat platform, the entire Democrat agenda. They virtue signal to Hispanic people. They virtue signal to black people. They virtue signal to all minorities, gays, lesbians, whatever. They don't care about any of you. It's all about your vote. It's all about faking it so that you vote for them. Again, if these people really cared about the sanctity of life, why would they be pro-abortion? If these people really cared about protecting our children, why would they be open borders? Why would they want open borders? Why wouldn't they want vetting at the borders to make sure violent criminals don't come into this country? They don't care. It's all about getting votes and they lick their fingers to see which way the wind blows, and then that's the direction they go in politically, or at least what direction they think the wind is blowing. Right now, they don't have a clue. They're in a storm. They're in a tornado right now. So let's just go to, let's start with the two CNN clips, guys. So let's do clip 4 and clip 12. Let's start with clip 4. This is a student, again, the poster boy of this whole thing, David Hogg, who all kinds of questions being risen about him. Here he is saying that Trump's tweet is disgusting.
Never come to an end.
What did you both think about the president tweeting over the weekend? Very sad that the FBI missed all the signals sent out by the Florida school shooter. This is not acceptable. They're spending too much time trying to prove Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. There is no collusion. Get back to basics and make us all proud.
Yeah. I think it's disgusting personally. My father's a retired FBI agent, and the FBI are some of the hardest
individuals
I've ever seen in my life. They work every day, 24/7, to ensure the lives of every single American in this country.
And yeah, so you're not biased at all, even though your father's in the FBI
here. He's in charge of the FBI. He can't put that off on them. He is in charge of them. And these people, what they
see, this is what they do, though.
This off on the bureaucracy and say it's not them. He is in charge of the FBI. That's one of the executive branches. The executive branch is supposed to enforce laws, and as such, President Trump is in charge of that and the FBI.
And I do want to reiterate that the FBI were some of the amazing first responders who were helping us get to safety, and the fact that he wants to discredit them in any way, and then he's trying to shift our focus onto them, is. It's not acceptable.
I appreciate that reminder that they're the first.
See, I have to hold my tongue because I can't treat those students the same way I treat grown adults in media or politicians, because they're just kids. And I'd like to just rather give them the benefit of the doubt than sit here and try to verbally scold them for their thoughts, opinions, or feelings here. But let's try to inject a little reality into this. So here they are saying that Trump's tweet about the FBI is disgusting. Okay. Let me try to wrap my mind around this. So you're being interviewed on CNN right now. Why? Because your school just got shot up and 17 people died. Okay. So what was the deal with that? How did that happen? Well, it was a psychopath who had a troubled past and used to be a student there. Okay, well, were there any signs? Were there any signs that maybe this would have happened? Did it come out of nowhere? Well, actually, the FBI was made aware. Yes, yes. And local authorities also knew that this kid was a potential threat. The school knew he was a potential threat. And yes, the FBI had even been made aware of him. Okay, so a psychopathic killer came to your school, killed 17 people and wounded many others. The FBI was tipped off about him and did nothing, and Trump scolded the FBI for that, and your thoughts. Trump is disgusting. Trump is disgusting for tweeting that. How dare he? The FBI are good people. Okay, I just want to clear the air here. The FBI was made aware of Cruz in September of 2017 and did nothing. Right? He did nothing. The FBI did nothing. Right? Right? That's the truth. Trump is disgusting. How dare he tweet that? Okay, but but the FBI ignored it, right? I mean, if the FBI would have acted on Cruz, they could have stopped your friends from being killed and they could have stopped the shooting from happening. I know. So Trump is disgusting. That's their logic. It doesn't make sense.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rice freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again.
This is the War Room
with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
So now, not only do the I shouldn't say all the students feel that way. We're just hearing from the same few students. And, again, I'm playing a lot of these things. I don't know how to explain it. I'm not trying to cover some of the angles from this. I'll be honest with you, because there's just too much gray area and there's too much fog right now. But what it looks like is that the reason why the same people keep appearing on TV is because they are the ones being trained. And they may actually even have some experience in, acting. But that's another story for another day, is my guess. However, you've got these same students. We just played the video in the last segment. They are more upset with President Trump that, I mean, honestly had nothing to do with this. How you could blame Trump for this is beyond me, but they find a way to do it. But they're more upset with President Trump over the school shooting than the FBI. the FBI was tipped off about Nicholas Cruz in September 2017. And it turns out that in September of 2017 is when they were making their break on the Russians. The Russians! They got their 13 indictments of Russians. And you know what's going to come of that, folks? Absolutely nothing. Literally nothing. You know why? Because Putin isn't going to extradite 13 Russians. It's not going to happen. And now this Dutch banker that Mueller's indicted today, he's not going to get extradited either. Oh, but it was all part of the plan. Release the indictments while the Florida shooting was stealing all the headlines so that Mueller's indictments, nobody actually looks into them. It becomes a surface coverage and they say, oh yeah, Mueller got him. Oh. And then back in Florida, what are they saying? Trump's the bad guy. This is Trump's fault. What do you think about Trump calling out the FBI for missing the signs that Nicholas Cruz was going to do this and not following through, even though they were tipped off about it? Trump's the bad guy. FBI good, even though it's potentially their fault. Trump bad. That's what these students are saying. But now, even though that logic, unfortunately for these young students, and they're young, David Knight coined the term youthful idiots. It's a good play on words, but I don't want to be insensitive to these kids, and it's tough. That's why they use the kids as pawns, because they don't want you to attack them, and they know that a good person would have a little reserve as far as responding to these kids right now, but you have to call it what it is. But now CNN, even though these kids are more upset with Trump than the FBI, even though it was the FBI that ignored the signs of Cruz, CNN is now saying that they should be able to vote. Roll clip 12.
My innocence, our innocence has been taken from us. I am 17, but in a matter of days, I have aged decades. Where is the common sense in these laws? Because of the systematic failure of our government,
the FBI,
on every level.
The FBI, the local police.
Every day.
Every day they're dying in the abortion clinics. Yeah, in the abortion clinics. Yeah, you're right.
People in the government who are voted into power are lying to us. And us kids seem to be the only ones who notice and are prepared to call BS. They say that no law.
Oh my gosh.
This is so, oh.
Tragedies that have occurred. We call BS. That us kids don't know what we're talking about, that we're too young to understand how the government works. We call BS. If you agree, register.
Bullshit?
To vote, contact your local congresspeople.
Are they calling bullshit? Yeah, I know. Adam Schiff is a liar.
Not enough. What we need is action. And through that action, you guys need to get out and vote and hold your elected officials accountable. Run for office. Get out there and show that you care. The people in the special interest that want to pass these gun laws to make it easier for these people to get guns are not going to stop, and we can't either.
This is about showing everybody that this will never happen again. This isn't about just sending thoughts and prayers anymore, as much as those help. This is about changing it. Thank you.
So that's just some of the footage there from one of the rallies that these students are having. I mean, what do you say? What do you do? Why would you be using these kids to promote your political agenda? Think about that. Why would you have to use victims and children to advance your political agenda? You know why? Because you cannot advance your political agenda based on merit. You cannot advance your political agenda based on success, based on history. So what do? They use virtue. They use emotion. They use fabrication. They use lies. Because they cannot advance their political agenda based on merit. I don't want to sit here and say that these kids are being coached or they're being told what to say or they're being trained. I'd rather sit here and say these kids are victims. They're obviously in shock. They're driven by emotion right now. They're confused. They want answers. They want results, and they're young. I'll be honest with you. Now, I don't know. I really don't know. I wasn't even that much into politics, to be honest with you. In fact, I wasn't into it at all until maybe when I got into college, and that's when I started to endure the liberal indoctrination. And I fell for this stuff. I said, yeah, let's ban all the guns. I've talked about it. But that's why they're using the children, because they know a well-rounded individual is not going to sit here and attack a child that's a victim. And they also know that they can use that emotion to try to tug at your heartstrings. But I need to play these clips. So let's now go to David Hogg, guys, clip five. Now, again, I didn't want to touch this. I didn't want to touch Hogg's father being in the FBI. I didn't want to touch this video. I didn't want to touch the old video of him in California. I didn't want to touch any of this. I'm sick of this. Every time I have to cover a shooting, it's brutal enough to have to sit here and cover it. Now every time, it's like an explosive cigar with different angles here and different angles here. It's just crazy. So here's David Hogg, who can't remember his lines while being interviewed for television.
Because we had had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill. So we thought this was a drill too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school.
Mm-hmm.
After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice.
It's okay, you're fine.
Actually, that was a bad choice because the janitor... Sorry.
It's okay, you're fine, David, you're fine.
Honestly, when I was going out, When I was going out, I was in shock.
Yes, hang on. I don't know how to put this in perspective. Okay.
So most of my friends that made it out, one of them went into a bathroom in the same, I believe in the same hallway as the shooter. Oh, hold on.
It's okay.
One of them went into the same bathroom, I believe, as the hallway shooter. He was in there at the same time, and he was in the bathroom, and he didn't know if he was going to live.
Okay. Now, is that David Hogg being told what to say, struggling to get out his lines? Or is he camera shy? I mean, what's the deal there? It's pretty strange stuff. You'd think if you were just giving an account of the honest truth and what you experienced that you wouldn't struggle like that. Again, folks, I didn't want to do this. These are kids, okay? This is awful. But there it is. There you go. And there's more. There's more. And you notice, though, that the media is only pushing one narrative from these students, but there's actually other students out there that don't agree with the liberal gun grab. They actually feel differently. So we'll hear from those students on the other side. And you'll notice how their argument actually has common sense, logic, and reasoning to it instead of just an emotional political agenda. The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
New from Emrex Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emrex Essentials Natural Deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emrex Essentials Fragrance-Free Deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emrex Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
To do, I haven't seen this yet, but what they ought to do is have some sort of open forum for these high school students, or you could even make it nationwide or statewide or something. You have an open forum, and so you don't just get an echo chamber of ideas, people saying gun control, gun control, gun control, but then you also get the other side of the opinion that says maybe there's another issue here, maybe there's other options here. And we're going to hear from one of the students now. Let's go to junior ROTC student Colton Hobb, who to me just makes the logical common sense observation, like if the hero coach Feast would have had a gun, maybe there wouldn't be as many people dead.
Sheets forward.
Colton, let me ask you, this debate is now emerging about guns on campus. Do you believe that's something that we should be looking at?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, gun control, it's definitely needed a little bit more. I don't think that we're going to get gun control in such a quick enough response. I believe that if we did bring firearms on campus to teachers that are willing to carry their firearm on school campus, if they got their correct training for it, I think that would be a big beneficial factor into school safety. Just because, I mean, if Coach Feist had had his firearm in school that day, I believe that he could have most likely stopped the threat.
Right, because Coach Feist was a security guard as well as the coach.
Powerful
of
stuff
the football
right there.
Team. I understand that you actually saw the coach maybe seconds before he passed away or at some point during this tragedy. Tell us about that.
Yes, ma'am. As I was listening to the gunshots fired, I looked to my left to see if I could see the shooter possibly, and I did see Coach Feist on his golf cart headed towards the freshman building.
So he was going to help people.
Yes, ma'am. He was like that, very selfless.
Think about that. So he wasn't even on the scene at the time. And he hops in the golf cart and drives over there and is able to take multiple bullets and save people's lives. Now, again, imagine if he had a gun. It doesn't make any sense. This is the same political wing that marches against police. Do you understand this? This is the same political wing that marches against the police. This is the same political wing that says Trump is Hitler. This is the same political wing that wants to give all of the guns to Trump and the police that they protest every day. How do you explain that? How do you wrap your mind around that? Some people say liberalism is a mental disorder. I say past the age of 30, definitely. When you're that young, you get a pass. When I was that young, I didn't care. I would have been, you know, oh yeah, off of school today, school shooting. Okay, I'll probably go watch or play a sports event or something. But in college is when I started to get a little more politicized by the liberal indoctrination. So I understand where they're going. They use emotions and they use the utopia mindset, dream, pipe dream type of thought process to say, oh yeah, we just need to get rid of the guns. Of course. Guns kill people. They're violent. Let's just get rid of the guns. That'll solve the issue. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you don't have the experience and you're not really getting into the issues. You're just having hopes and dreams based on emotions and fears. That's not called rational. That's called emotional. That's the difference. But again, how is it not common sense and logic to say, and this isn't even, I mean, this goes beyond a gun control debate. It's just common sense and logic. If Coach Feist would have had the gun on him, the hero, would he have been able to save lives? Would the situation have gone differently? Absolutely. 100%. Yes. For sure. Lives could have been spared. The carnage could have been stopped if a good guy with a gun was on the scene. But they don't get it. They think they can write a law and that psychopaths are not going to get guns, or that criminals are not going to get guns, or that killers are not going to kill people. And of course, that is not the case. Never has been, never will be. But this is let's go to this ABC News clip. This is really crazy. So this is some guy. I think this whole thing was staged, to be honest with you. And I don't even know how legitimate this guy is. But he says he's a big Second Amendment activist and he gets out his rifle and he saws his rifle in half. And he says one less gun could save one life. But I think this whole thing was staged. This was a viral video that ABC News put out there. And then, of course, it gets reverberated, as I explained yesterday in the Alex Jones Show. All the liberals retweet it. That's how these tweets that are from a liberal perspective get like tens of thousands of retweets, even though the tweet is just a nothing or it makes no sense or whatever. It's because all the celebrities retweet it and then all the minions retweet it. And then Twitter props it up to the top, too. But listen to this. Really, the video is just ridiculous, but you're going to notice something from this video that is so absurd, it really makes you scratch your head. Why would ABC even put that out there? Go ahead and roll clip 9.
Hi, my name is Scott Bavallardo, and this is my pre-ban, legally registered AR-15, which I purchased over 30 years ago.
Oh, and it's never killed anyone, huh?
I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment.
And oh, are you?
I have a tattoo to my arm.
Pause it right there.
A lot of people have said...
Hold on. All right. You guys got to see this. This is a little comic relief for the show today. There you go. Can anybody explain to me how that tattoo represents the Second Amendment? I'll wait. Look at that tattoo. He goes, I even have a tattoo that represents the Second Amendment. What is that? What? Okay, can we see the tattoo then? What are you showing us? Here, guys, just rewind it a little bit, and just now that you see what they've done here, replay it from him being like, I even have a tattoo. Oh. And then they show you that. What is that? Here, roll it again.
I even have it tattooed on my arm.
Here, rewind it. No. Just go back where he's like, oh, I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I'm a big Second Amendment guy. I have it tattooed on my arm. And then pause it on the tattoo. Look at how ridiculous this is. Go ahead.
Now, I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment, and I even have it tattooed on my arm.
What is that? What is that? What do you have? Okay, so you have, I even have it tattooed on my arm. What do you have tattooed on your arm, and what is that? That's not even the full tattoo. Look at that. You can see the tattoo clearly extends to the left of this image. So they're not even showing you the full tattoo. So what is that? What am I going... This is what I'm talking about, man. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. Yeah. Here, just leave that on the screen, guys. Leave that on the screen.
Yeah. I'm a big Second Amendment activist. Check out my tattoo. Yeah, look at my tattoo. Doesn't it just scream Second Amendment? Doesn't my tattoo just scream I'm a Second Amendment activist? Just look at that. Look at that beautiful Second Amendment tattoo. Sir, it kind of looks like an animal or something. Really, I don't even know. In fact, I can't even see the whole tattoo. Half of the image is cut off. Could you show me the whole tattoo? Yeah, so that's my Second Amendment tattoo. Pretty cool, right? Pretty cool. Look at that, man. It's my Second Amendment tattoo. ABC News even put it out.
I mean, that is just disgusting. I mean, just... I'm not even going to comment anymore. So go ahead and roll the rest of the video. He chops it in half. He ends up chopping his rifle in half with the saw. You know what? That's all right. You guys can just pull it down. We saw the tattoo. I just wanted to make fun of it. They put this up.
Yeah, he cuts the barrel of the gun off.
Yeah. You saw it, Zimmerman?
He's making this gun a short barrel rifle.
Zimmerman, you're a Second Amendment activist. Where's your tattoo?
I don't have one, but.
Don't you wish you had that tattoo?
Barrel off of this gun. He didn't even destroy the gun. He actually just committed a felony by making a short barrel.
Oh my gosh! All right, folks, we're going to be joined by Roger Stone on the other side.
The Second Amendment tattoo right here.
There's Zimmerman's Second Amendment tattoo. Roger Stone wants to take your phone calls, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Your calls to Roger Stone on the other side. I'm going to go get a Second Amendment tattoo. I'll be right back.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Roger Stone.
Sometimes I'm right and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then...
Laura Loomer was on the scene and confronted one of the anti-gun Florida congressmen down at the Everytown event in Florida, a Michael Bloomberg founded group. And as per usual, when Loomer's on the scene, sparks will fly. Here is that video.
Ready? Let me just go before you ask any questions. You're from InfoWars?
Yes.
Here's my message to you.
All right.
The fact that your, I won't even call it a publication, I don't know what it is, but the fact
maybe you should look into it.
You called what happened in Sandy Hook a hoax, refused to apologize for it, is among the most obscene.
Pause it right there. You know what? I'm going to say something here because this actually bothers me now. Whenever we go somewhere, whenever InfoWars wants to report something, this is what they always do. Apologize for Sandy Hook hoax. Apologize for this. Apologize for that. You know what? How about the government apologizes for the Gulf of Tonkin? How about the government apologizes for lying about JFK? How about the government apologizes for 9/11? How about the FBI apologizes for letting Nicholas Cruz in? Oh! No. InfoWars has to apologize. We have to apologize. We're the bad man. We're the bad guy. The government that lies about everything, lies to get us into wars, sends money to Iran, sends money across the borders, sends guns across the borders. They don't have to apologize. InfoWars, you must apologize, InfoWars. You're the bad guy. Oh, we just reported on all the government lies. We reported on the chemicals causing IQ to be reduced. We reported on the chemicals causing the frogs to become transvestite. You know, we report on all these facts. We report on it years before it enters the news. And then one event that they can't get over, Sandy Hook, they say, oh, you're bad. Apologize for Sandy Hook. F you. F you. Why don't you tell the government to apologize for all its lies? Why don't you tell the FBI to apologize for all its lies? Why do you tell John Brennan to apologize for all of his lies? No. InfoWars has to apologize. I'm sick of this crap, man. We demand apologies from the people that take our money and they call it the government. We demand apologies from the liars in our government. And then this clown, InfoWars has to apologize. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll apologize for whatever you want me to apologize for, the day you request an apology from the government from all of its lies for your entire life. Let's go back to the video.
Ever been broadcast anywhere? You should be ashamed. Anyone who reads the garbage.
Yeah, not the FBI,
like
though.
Should be ashamed. And I will never give an interview to you.
So you're calling 40, you're calling about 40%.
Good, you just did, you idiot.
40% of the country, absolute garbage.
Thank you.
As a congressman, my blood pressure just went up.
You represent Republicans and Democrats, not just the base that you want to pander to and lie to during your
speech about gun control. Let me tell you something. Every Republican that I know, every single one, is as disgusted by the suggestion that Sandy Hook was a hoax as I am.
Everyone, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. They can't have a conversation. They keep going back to one thing.
Assault weapons. You're telling them, you lied to them. You said that they were banned.
Laura Loomer doesn't even have anything to do with that.
The guns were not banned. What was banned were the suppressors and the accessories. So why are you lying to your constituents?
Here's what I'm telling you, that every Republican I know thinks that your efforts to characterize Sandy Hook as a hoax
is what I'm talking about. We're talking
because
about the shooting in Parkland.
To my community,
and you taking this
you're
tragedy
listen
to push
me,
for gun control when this has to do with
you're
FBI incompetence.
To me,
this is unbelievable.
You coming to my community
okay.
where we just experienced...
I'm a journalist. I have a right to ask you a question, and as a public official, you have to answer me.
Where we just experienced the worst, most horrific shooting in a school with an AR-15 that slaughtered 17.
The FBI was made aware of it.
believes that Sandy Hook.
Why don't you demand apology from the FBI? Who is this?
By coming here into our community? How dare you?
Ted Deutsch? Ted Deutsch? Ted Douche. More like Congressman Ted Douche. Thanks, Congressman Douche. You want an apology from InfoWars? You can find it where the sun don't shine.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Stone, and you're here at Freedom Command Central with my colleague Owen Schroyer, and you're on The War Room. Yes, that congressman is a real Deutschbag. He's up there with Adam Schiff in terms of his interest in a dialogue. On the other hand, he represents an 80% Democratic district here in South Florida, where he's never challenged. But here's a question for you, Congressman. Let's see if you can answer it. We outlawed drugs. Did that make drugs unavailable? Would outlawing guns have a different effect? See, that's the underlying problem with the entire anti-Second Amendment argument, that if we somehow outlawed firearms, they would not be readily available to criminals, outlaws, and miscreants. And of course, the laws of the free market and our experience with both prohibition and our drug laws demonstrates otherwise. I'm delighted to be with you here today, Owen, on The War Room. And I find that many, many people find that the news out of Washington's coming at us so fast. The implosion of the Russian collusion delusion is so quick that it leaves many, many questions, which is why I wanted to go to the phones today and take calls from the InfoWars audience so we can break it all down for them. So with that, Owen, I'm going to let you master the phone board.
So there you go, folks. You heard it from Roger. He'll be taking your calls, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And it's amazing, the release of this new indictment from Mueller, first last week, then this week. It all comes in the face of the Florida shooting dominating the headlines because they don't want you to look into these indictments because they're total bogus. Let's start with Cody calling in from Kansas. Cody, you're on the air with Roger Stone. Go ahead.
Hey, Roger. Hey, Owen. I saw your guys' show, and have you guys seen that the bump stock band that was Trump on K-12, new in Kansas, KWCH-12?
I'm not familiar with that. Are you, Roger?
I am not, so I cannot speak
to it. It's our local news station, and they're saying there's a proposed ban on bump stock, like right after Las Vegas, that ordeal again.
Well, yeah, I remember they were calling for that.
The problem remains the same. The legislatures, both state and federal, can pass whatever law they want. But we know from the experience of the country that if criminals, outlaws, or those who are mentally deranged want guns, there will always be a black market. Drugs are illegal in this country. Possession of heroin, cocaine, crystal meth, in some cases marijuana, is illegal. Unfortunately, those things are plentiful. They can be found in the black market and people abuse them. Why do we believe that firearms would be any different? On the other hand, there's a more significant downside to making firearms illegal. We have our constitutional right to own them. They are our safeguard against tyranny. They were wisely written into our Constitution, and no, we are not going to give them up because one mentally deranged person or a dozen killed, sadly, a number of people in a tragic happening in Florida or Charleston or other places. In every one of these cases, our law enforcement agency, the FBI, knew in advance, had advance warning of the dangers, and took no actions. If there's an outrage today, it should not be about the Second Amendment. It should be about the failure of the FBI. Now, I did John Gibson's terrific radio show today, and he raised an excellent point. Was the indictment of 13 Russians a showcase indictment, since we know they will never be extradited to this country for trial, released at the same time the information that the FBI had advance warning about the insanity of Nicholas Cruz to blunt that news? I think that's a very real possibility. Bottom line, the president needs to clean house, not only at the FBI, but also at the Justice Department. We need a Justice Department and an FBI that is committed to the rule of law. In this case, sadly, the FBI was so busy illegally surveilling the Republican candidate for president of the United States and his campaign that they didn't pay attention to the warning signs for this tragedy in Florida. Thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, and just to answer your question, Cody, it does appear that Trump is at least going along with the notion of bump stock bans, and I believe the NRA has also voiced support for that as well. All right, Cody, thank you so much for the call. Let's move to David in Houston. David, you're on the War Room with Roger Stone. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Big fan, man. Big fan. Roger, you're the best, man. Hey, I spent all day Sunday looking for y'all's studio or trying to get a hold of one of y'all to see where y'all were going to be because I was in the area. But obviously, I failed miserably and could not find y'all. So,
well, that's probably good news for us.
No, hey, man. Y'all definitely keep it low-key. I thought I had a good one, but no, I didn't wind up happening. So, anyway, I was trying to call Milo and Laura Loomer earlier, but obviously ran out of time. If you go check out Laura Loomer's wiki page, I've been battling the left all day with that. So if you notice in her title, it says, you know, Laura Elizabeth Loomer is a alt-right, and they put it in quotes. Well, I kept deleting the alt-right and putting BAMF the whole time because she is one, if you know what that acronym stands for. So I have a task for all the listeners and y'all. I am tired, not to quote the network movie, but I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I think we need to start the quote-unquote alt-right trolling campaign. Go out and change all of this hate speech that they deemed all of us as having. We need to start switching all of this, the wiki pages, anything we can find that's trying to demonize anybody on the right side, and basically troll them at their own game. I would really like to see that happen because I think it would be hilarious watching the left get absolutely razzled over their information that they're trying to control, just get completely out of their control.
Roger?
Well, first of all, let me join you in your admiration for who I like to call Little Laura Loomer. She's a great investigative journalist. She has enormous courage. She is fearless. She merely goes where the facts lead her. Everything she does is fact-based. I think she does a phenomenal job, and she's not afraid to track the liberals down to their dens and confront them with the facts, even libtards like Congressman Ted Deutch, a real Deutch bag, almost as bad as Adam Schiff, four brains, Schiff. But you're absolutely right. The war of censorship continues, and they continue to return to failed narratives. Only yesterday, Newsweek magazine once again creating the false narrative that somehow I induced a woman to make charges of sexual harassment against Senator Al Franken, and then that we here at InfoWars whipped that into a frenzy. Missing from that story is the fact that eight additional women, all Democrats, came forward to credibly accuse the senator of sexual harassment. Only 2 days ago, Congressman Eric Swalwell, the ditzy surfer boy from California, came forward to say yet again, Roger Stone had advance notice of the WikiLeaks disclosures regarding Hillary Clinton, and he knew about the hacking and publication of John Podesta's emails. Both of those are false. I testified to that effect under oath. There's no evidence to the contrary. But the left keeps coming back to their failed narratives and recycling them again and again and again. It grows tedious. Thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, thank you, David. As far as the actual engagement, David is talking about going onto those pages and changing it. You know, if there's people that want to go out there and do that social media campaign, more power to them. I can tell you that that's not something that I want to endure, but I'm sure that there are people that would be willing to do that stuff. The problem is, it's the tech left that's in control of all of it, so they always have the final say. We're going to have more of your phone calls for Roger Stone on the other side. This is The War Room. Don't go anywhere.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes.
Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're here at the War Room with your hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. I do want to remind you that the expanded programming here at InfoWars, the Real News with David Knight in the morning, the epic Alex Jones show, and our expanded programming here with Owen Schroyer and myself at the War Room is only made possible by your support for us here at InfoWars through your patronage at the InfoWars store. We are completely and totally listener and viewer supported. We have no corporate sponsors telling us what we can and cannot say, what we can and cannot cover. That's why we're able to bring you the unvarnished truth and go wherever the facts lead. And there are some terrific specials on the InfoWars site right now. 25% off of Brain Force Plus, my personal favorite. This is a great all-natural product that gives you mental both energy and clarity on those long work days when you think you have reached the bottom of the barrel and you're just mentally exhausted. This gives you that little extra boost, yet it doesn't amp you up. You can sleep naturally and you will awake refreshed. So I recommend this. It's one of my personal favorites. Also, on the site, you can find other terrific deep discounts on our most popular products. Again, I like the new Ecurin, which is a liver detox. Now, you can tell if a liver detox is working because you will be slightly angry, a little discomforted after you take it. In Chinese medicine, we believe the liver harbors all of your negative emotions, and this is a natural cleansing side effect. It passes, but that's how you know it's working. This is a terrific product, and now 50% off. So go to the store now, folks, and if you join the auto ship program, A, you will never be without, and you get an additional discount. So help yourself, help us. It's a 360-degree win. Now let's go back to the call board. I want to take a call very specifically from Greg in Lubbock, Texas. Greg, what's on your mind?
Roger, glad to speak with you, man. I'm troubled. I want to know why Donald Trump is endorsing Mitt Romney in this election. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know what's going on.
Well, Greg, I share your discomfort. I saw that tweet yesterday, and I'm reminded of the decision by Donald Trump to endorse John McCain in the 2016 primary. How did that work out? You know, look, there's no question in my mind whatsoever that Mitt Romney is running for the Senate, not because he wants to be a freshman U.S. senator from a state that he doesn't live in, but because he hopes to mount a third bid for the presidency. And he would do so, of course, at the expense of President Trump. There's no other logical explanation. Mitt Romney's had executive positions his entire life. Why would he now want to be a freshman legislator? So I think the president's decision is not a good one. I'm a Trump loyalist. I think everybody knows that. I love Donald Trump. But in this case, I think he's getting bad political advice. Mitt Romney is a snake in the grass, And I'm sorry, but I think the president will live to regret this endorsement.
What about Donald Jr. endorsing George P. in the Texas election for the land commissioner against Jerry Patterson? What do you think about that?
Well, I think George P. is in real trouble. He seems to amble from scandal to scandal to scandal. We now find out he's living in a multi-million dollar mansion, but he can't explain who underwrote his purchase of the mansion. He's destroying the Alamo on all levels. You have financial mismanagement. But the sad part is George P. Bush can't speak. He can't string together an entire sentence. George P., why don't you debate Jerry Patterson? Why don't you debate anybody? Why don't you ever appear in public and have anything to say? Because you're so dumb, you can't string together a sentence. That's why. Because you're running on the family name. Well, Jeb tried that. How did that work out? I'm all in personally for Jerry Patterson, a solid conservative, and I think George P. is in big trouble. Let me say one other thing. If he gets into a runoff with the former land commissioner, Jerry Patterson, he will lose. Thanks for your call, Greg.
Texans agree. Thank you.
All right. Let's take another phone call here as we are discussing the current topics with Roger Stone here on the War Room. Let's go to Matthew in Florida, wants to call in and talk about the Second Amendment. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, am I in?
Yep, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of the show. I've been listening for a long time, but I never called in, but I feel like I got something to say because I'm from Florida, and there's just a big event in Florida. I just wanted to say that I'm disgusted by the liberal attack on the Second Amendment that's supposedly supposed to be in my name. You know, as a high school student attending in Florida, it's supposed to they're supposed to be speaking for me.
So you're a high school student in Florida, Matthew?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, they're just using it as an attack on the Second Amendment. And, you know, these liberals want the same government that they hate. They call Trump a fascist and all that. They want that government to have a monopoly on guns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, same police that they protest every day, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the same government that, you know, did 9/11, did the Gulf of Tonkin. They, you know, they lock up TK, who I'm sure you know about that case. He's clearly innocent. I mean, there's just a million cases like that. Bobby Shmurda, Meek Mill. There's just endless cases of, you know, abuse of state power, and they're supposed to have a monopoly on guns? Doesn't make any sense.
To me, Roger, it's just another example where, you know, a young liberal just doesn't think out the issues all the way through.
Well, it's why I like to use the example of drugs. We have outlawed drugs. Are they not available? Are they not plentiful? They're still illegal. Why would guns be any different? There will always be a black market for firearms. Criminals and outlaws, and sadly, those who are mentally deranged will always be able to get them. But law-abiding citizens who need them for their own protection will be unable to get them. It won't solve the problem. It's failed logic. What we need, first of all, is law enforcement like an honest FBI who can get out ahead of these things. We have given them sweeping powers. Sadly, in some cases, we've given them powers to surveil us and to read our emails, our text messages, our phone calls, and still they cannot keep us safe. Therein lies the problem, not with the law-abiding firearms owner who is owning a firearm for their own personal protection.
Yeah, and certainly not the NRA, as you've now got billboards going up saying kill the NRA, because there's nothing that says tolerance like murdering the people that disagree with you politically. Thank you so much for the call, Matthew. We're about to go to break here. We're going to continue taking your calls on the other side with Roger Stone here on the War Room. Again, folks, have to remind you, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, 50% off right now. 50% off Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. Take advantage of that special before we sell out. Your phone calls, Roger Stone, myself, and the War Room on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Interesting.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The left promises to launch a communist revolution. We promise to stand in their way.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at Freedom Command Central. That's right. It's the War Room, and the phone lines are open. That number again, 1-888-201-2244. 1-888-201-2244. 201-221-2244. Questions either for myself or my colleague Owen Schroyer. We're here to break it down for you. Owen, let's go back to the call board and see what we've got.
All right, we've got Chris calling in from Utah, wants to talk gun confiscation. Go ahead, Chris.
First off, it is a total honor to speak with both of these gentlemen.
Well, thank you. Go ahead.
First off, I have two questions, one for you, Roger, and then one for you, Owen. I'll ask them, and then I'll hopefully get your feedback. First off, Owen, what is your personal favorite product from InfoWars? And then for you, Roger, I want to dress snappier, like you. And unfortunately, I'm kind of built like Alex. I'm kind of built like a gorilla. But I like the look of layers, kind of like a suit, a vest.
You're not talking like a Bannon layers, are you?
I'm sorry?
You're not talking like Steve Bannon layers, right?
No. I'm talking about like a nice suit.
Like David Knight layers.
Right. I like, you know, but the problem is I get hot. I like a vest, a suit, maybe like a nice 3 or 4 button suit. The point is, but I get warm. Does he have any suggestions to dress up nice, look snappy, have some cool layers and stuff without burning up? And then
let me ask you a preliminary question, and that is, do you wear a t-shirt? Do you wear an undershirt under your dress shirt under your suit?
Often I do. Okay. Like maybe moisture.
Well, my first piece of advice would be to go without that. Originally, of course, that is designed to soak up perspiration, but in warmer climes or with many layers, it can just kind of hold the heat in. Now, just because a man is portly does not mean he can't look terrific. If you go to my best and worst dressed list for this year, where Owen Schroyer was selected as one of the best dressed men in the country, you'll find a listing for a Washington lobbyist, rainmaker, and Republican wise man named Wayne Berman. Wayne Berman is a stout fellow, but one of the best dressed men I know. And the three-piece suit, a two-button jacket in this case, with a vest, what the Brits would call a waistcoat, is a very flattering look for the more portly gentleman. But there is one absolute key to this. One, your belt and the top of your trousers cannot show beneath the vest. And lastly, the bottom button of the vest is always left unbuttoned. Why? Well, because that's the way Henry VIII wore his vest, and it's a tradition. Excellent question. Thank you.
All right, I'll go ahead and address my question then from Chris. What is my favorite InfoWars product? I would have to say it's between Survival Shield X2. Man, I don't know. That's tough. DNA Force, which we're about to change the formula, so I don't know if I can use DNA Force because we're about to change the formula, but that's one of the most powerful products. So we'll say Survival Shield X2, probably, maybe Super Blue, but I'm going to go with Survival Shield X2. Survival Shield X2 is my personal favorite because it was the first product I tried from InfoWarsStore.com, and I really do believe it's a life-changing product unlike anything else. It's 25% off right now, too. I really do believe that Survival Shield X2 kicks your body into a functionality mode, both mentally and then physically, that just cannot be measured, cannot be explained. You just have to experience it for yourself. I believe that it fights back against the fluoride that you've been ingesting your whole life, and you just can't even help but ingest it. It's just in everything now. To fight back, getting control of your thyroid, getting control of your pineal gland, whatever else it does. But I'd say Survival Shield X2, that's my personal favorite. Now, it said you wanted to call in about gun confiscation. Did you have something else, Chris?
I did. And I am okay with gun confiscation, but only under one reason, only one way. And here it is. The only the day I'm okay with gun confiscation is going to be the day that somehow miraculously my gun stands up all by itself, walks itself into a school, and shoots the school up. Now, I think you get where I'm going with this. That doesn't happen.
Only if the FBI didn't already know about the gun doing it, though.
Well, that's my point, is I'm not for gun confiscation, but I'm kind of teasing the fact that the day that, you know, the day that the gun does it all by itself, because that's what they do. They want to ban the gun.
Yeah, you know, and let me just take that one level further, Chris. Thank you so much for the phone call. You know, Roger, you've been a man in politics for decades now. You've been through this before with the political football that is the gun control debate. As far as I can tell, I mean, ARs, I mean, obviously not advanced, but I'm pretty sure, you know, at least semi-automatic rifles have been available since, I want to say, like the 50s even. School shootings weren't happening then. But as far as that debate is concerned, I mean, have you ever seen it evolve? Have you ever seen it advance? Is it a new thing? I mean, what was the gun debate 20 years ago, 30 years ago, compared to what it is now?
It was exactly the same. Those who would ban guns just refused to recognize that guns don't kill people. People kill people. And that if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. Yes, it may sound trite, but it was as true 20 years ago as it is today. Thank you very much for that call. Oh, and I do want to mention that I will be speaking tonight at the Judeo-Christian Republican Club in Delray Beach, which ironically I believe is in the district of Congressman Ted Deutsch. I mean, Deutsch. So, Congressman, you're afraid of 125-pound Laura Loomer. You run for her from her like a scared animal. Why don't you come by the South County Civic Center at 16700 Jog Road in Delray Beach, and we can have a debate on guns. Oh, that's right. You only want to talk about Sandy Hook, a subject in which I've never posited any opinion whatsoever. You're cowardly, Congressman. You cower from a small investigative journalist.
Roger, you know, we've talked about this. We like to have some fun here on the air, and when we go out, we get, I mean, it's almost providence. We get little Adam Schiff, the Schiff head, the piece of Schiff. We get Eric Swallows Well. Don't swallow well that. It's covered in Schiff. And now we get Ted Deutsch, the douche. I mean, you can't, it's perfect. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Yeah, it does seem like it's all out of a novel. Look, we do get out there and have a good time. I personally witnessed Owen Schroyer consume a steak that was as large as his entire thigh. Had to be the largest tomahawk steak I have ever seen, and he ate every last bite. It was impressive. We conservatives, we eat red meat, and we're not ashamed of it. And then, to make sure we process it properly, we use the terrific carnivore product available at the InfoWars.com store. Oh, and you must have taken an entire bottle of it that night.
Well, I did have to take my carnivore. I actually do have to take it on a regular basis because I am a carnivore myself, and I do enjoy steak and bacon and cheeseburgers. Probably too much, to be honest, but that's why we have Carnival. In fact, I had somebody send me a message that started taking Floralife, and she took Floralife to her doctor, and the doctor was amazed. It was like, oh my gosh, this is an amazing product. This combination of supplements and nutrients is perfect for a digestive pack. Where'd you get this? She's like, the InfoWars store? It was like, oh. No, we sell the real deal, people. All right, Roger Stone and more on the other side.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally
naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Oh my God, I'm busted. Drinking Russian vodka. Mueller, arrest me. Libtards.
Oh, it never gets old here. A nice bottle of Stolichnaya and Roger Stone. Arrest me, Mueller. Well, Roger is an American, and Mueller is yet to bring out anything that ties Russian collusion to Americans as far as election interference or anything illegal was concerned. Yeah, he's got his 13 Russians. He's got his new Dutch banker today, but no proof of collusion. And in fact, the money spent on the investigation is more than the Russians spent to try to manipulate the election. And in fact, the Russian money spent to try to influence the U.S. election on social media, someone did the math. It was 0.00005%. How about George Soros? George Soros meddling in elections? When are we going to get that investigation? We got one more segment here with Roger. Roger, did you have something, or do you want to go right to these phone lines again?
Well, let me just
kind of amplify what you just said. First of all, if you examine the activities of the Russians, they spent more money after the election than they spent prior to the election. Their messaging was all over the lot. They were for Bernie Sanders. They were for Donald Trump. Other times they were against Donald Trump. Their only consistency seems to be that they were against Hillary. But then we learned that CNN and MSNBC went live to a fake anti-Trump rally that was financed and put forward by the very same Russian operatives. So I would say CNN and MSNBC got caught in Russian collusion. I really think these indictments are a showcase. There's never really going to be a trial. This is an attempt to prop up the sagging credibility of Mr. Mueller, the special counsel, because so far, for all the millions of dollars he has spent, we still don't have any evidence of collusion or coordination or conspiracy with the Russian state. Even in the indictments that we do have, the indictment of that great American patriot, General Michael Flynn, which is collapsing before our very eyes, in which a new judge, I predict, will ultimately vacate the charges against him, his guilty plea notwithstanding, and the charges against Paul Manafort, none of which relate to this election, Donald Trump, or the Russians. I don't think at the end of the day, Michael Flynn's going to need a pardon. I think that at the end of the day, the judicial system is going to do the right thing by him. I have a major, major piece coming for InfoWars shortly outlining the entire outrage and unfairness of the case against General Mike Flynn.
Yeah, and that, again, as you said, is all falling apart. In fact, really, he was entrapped, and we wish the best for Mike Flynn, General Flynn, and his family. All right, let's go back to these calls here. Let's start with Dan calling in from Nova Scotia. He wants to talk to Roger and wants to talk bump stocks. Go ahead, Dan.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Am I in the air? I heard like a static thing there.
Well, you're on the air now, buddy.
Oh, thanks. How you doing, Owen? I know you don't like to be asked that, but...
you're right.
I heard you there. Anyways, I'll jump right to the point here. I just seen, an hour ago now, I heard another caller earlier called in about the same thing, but just wanted to ask, you and Roger, what do you think? Maybe it's not even true, right? It says Trump directs Justice Department to ban gun modifications like bump stock and used in Las Vegas massacre. Now, that's from the Boston Globe.
Well, I haven't seen that story. We did see a other similar story that said Trump would be willing to go along with a ban of bump stocks. I don't think that's changed. The NRA said they're okay with that too. But Roger, what are your comments?
Well, I haven't seen the story either. Unfortunately, even if they are outlawed, certain people out there are going to figure out how to manufacture them, how to obtain them. It's just the law, unfortunately, of the free market. I can't see a legitimate use for them, and therefore I support both the NRA and the president's position. I've always believed that some reasonable background check is not a bad idea. But we also recognize that some of these measures become a slippery slope, and therefore I will be guarded by the NRA and by the Second Amendment of the Constitution. But thank you very much for your call.
And we did pull that story up, Dan, in the Boston Globe, so you were correct. And again, as we're saying, I don't think that tune has really changed since the Vegas massacre. I think it just becomes a new old headline because of the Florida shooting. Thank you so much for the call, Dan. Let's now go to Elmer calling in from Minnesota. He wants to talk to Roger about Sheriff Israel. Go ahead, Elmer.
Yeah, hey guys. Roger, when the shooting first happened, you said you kind of had faith in the sheriff, the Broward County Sheriff Israel, that this wouldn't turn into another Sandy Hook, that he wouldn't, let anything happen. But, you know, I just read some stories that he's kind of a Hillary supporter and maybe he's even compromised. I just wonder if you've changed your view on that, on him at all.
No, not at all. What I said was he's a man of honesty and integrity. He's a liberal Democrat. This is an 80% Democrat county where he was elected. I don't know that he endorsed anybody for president, but he's without any question elected on the Democratic ticket. I just know him personally to be an individual of enormous honesty and integrity. Unlike Las Vegas, we have 11 hours of an interrogation of the shooter. We also have live video of the entire incident. And therefore, I make the case that we're going to find out exactly what happened. I don't think Scott Israel is very political. He is a by-the-book law enforcement officer. I don't think he would be a party to a cover-up. Now, there is a story out there that I find very disturbing because I know about it. During his campaign for election, somebody hired a porno actress to make a video in which she claimed that Scott Israel had had an affair with her when she was underage and induced her to get an abortion. A quick investigation found this to be an actress. You can see her video. She's, by the way, in Europe. She's made a number of porno videos. She's clearly reading from a cue card. This was a dirty trick. It backfired badly on Scott Israel's opponent, who was ignominiously defeated. So I don't argue that Scott Israel's a conservative or a Republican or that he agrees with us politically. He doesn't. But I do know him to be an honest man of integrity, and I don't think he would ever be party to a cover-up.
Elmer, anything else?
No, that was it. That was my question. Thanks a lot. You're the best.
Thank you.
Okay, Elmer. All right, we've got time to squeeze one more call in here before Roger departs from the war room. Let's go to Miguel calling in from Houston. Go ahead, Miguel.
Hey, how are you guys? I just wanted to...
Did we lose Miguel there? I think that we lost Miguel there, so let's squeeze in Bill in California. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, honor to talk to you guys. Hey, we got hit out here in the last election cycle with Major H in Los Angeles County, which is homeless tax. And it passed, and it's taxed on everybody's property tax, additional tax. I haven't heard you guys talk about that, but that might be part of why the homeless...
Well, how about this, Bill? You call in, you bring it up. I got the story right here on my desk from the L.A. Times. L.A. County's homeless problem is worsening despite billions from tax measures. And then it goes on. It talks about the homelessness. It talks about how it's getting worse. It talks about now how the homelessness is increasing because some people just can't even afford to get a home. They don't have the units to fill these, to get these people in. Yes, they're raising the billions of dollars in state taxes, but it's not actually helping the issue. You're actually out there in California. What do you think?
I am. In the middle of shift land right here.
It's a shift hole.
It is. I just left Beverly Hills. You won't see them over there, but you go over there by old shift land, and it's loaded up, and it smells like shift.
Well, yeah, that's why they got this story, too. Survey of downtown San Francisco reveals trash on every block. Over 300 piles of feces. Over 300 piles of shift. Thank you so much for the call, Bill. I mean, Roger, you know, this is what Democrats do. This is a Democrat-run California. That's just what they do. They cause homelessness, poverty, and destruction.
No, you've got an outbreak of hepatitis in San Diego because people are defecating on the streets, and it's now legal. This is a pathetic, and who knows, the entire state may fall off and lope into the sea. Great to be with you, Owen. Another great program. We'll be back on the War Room tomorrow. Many thanks for your calls.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Making talk radio
great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. We are in the third and final hour here today, and my guest is Dr. Steve Pachinik for this segment and the next two segments, short segment here, longer segments, where we'll get more into these topics on the other side. But Dr. Pachinik, I've been seeing you on social media, reading your stories. You've been pretty outspoken about this Florida shooting. You're fed up, but not from the same angle as the high school students. You're fed up from a different angle. Dr. Pachinik, thanks for joining us today. What is on your mind right now while you're seeing the coverage of the Florida shooting?
Well, it goes back to Sandy Hook. The prima facie evidence is the story of a made-up individual, Adam Lanza, who had autism, surprise, and was assisted by his mother in shooting on an everyday basis in Newtown, which is a very wealthy town, in Connecticut, similar to Parkland, which is a very wealthy town outside of Boca Raton. So you have the similar storylines. You have the FBI once again with clues. Maybe they were there. Maybe they weren't. Somehow they get involved. Somehow the FBI is in disaster. They can't do anything right. And suddenly their name comes up. What happens is this is the repetitive, inane story of a false flag. Now, if the government insists on continuing to create false flags, whether it's 9/11 and the third building somehow falls down, and they want to insist that Newtown people died, 20 children died and 6 adults died because of a kid who had autism and was practicing with his rifle. And then years later, the FBI gives an even more absurd analysis that was done by an inane psychiatrist who trained before me in mass mental health, who admitted he lied, and his supervisor admitted he lied, at Yale University, where they received millions of dollars, where Newtown received millions, and the same thing in Parkland, where the chancellor of schools just amazingly received hundreds of thousands of dollars before this occurred. It's in Debbie Wasserman Schultz, this totally inept, corrupt politician who we know from Miami. So what is there to believe? It's terror. It's not even terror. It's not an issue of gun control. It's an issue of the government on the local, the national, and the federal level is out of control. And if they insist on propagating this nonsense, the 9/11s, the Sandy Hooks, the Orlandos, the Fort Lauderdales, so on and so forth, what will happen is that the American public will eventually rebel, and it will be nasty. the real outcome will be far nastier than anybody realizes. The FBI is completely incompetent. Mueller, Comey, there's no question about it. I said it from the first day. It was incompetent when it was started by J. Edgar Hoover, a crossdresser, a homosexual, a sex pervert. I mean, it was absurd. The FBI has no role in modern day America. You have ICE that's taken over, Homeland Security that's taken over. You have all other kinds of bureaus. Even the CIA works domestically now using the FBI as a cover for them. So the issue at hand is we have a far greater problem than the nonsense about gun control, and that is that our high school seniors and students are totally unprepared. They don't speak another language. They are not very well educated. They cannot compare to Chinese students. They can't compare to Russian students. European students are far better in many, many skills than our American students. They're failing. And when they get to college, they're pathetic. And in turn, what we have is not a problem in the gun control. We have a problem in education. Our teachers are bad. The unions are bad. And so there's a major distraction that's going on from the underlying issue, which is...
All right. Dr. Pachinik, thanks a lot. You just put me in a headlock, an armbar, and a four-figure leg lock for one segment just to set us up for the next two segments. So thanks a lot for that, Steve. We'll be right back with Dr. Pachinik on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Gulf of Tonkin? False flag. JFK's assassination? False flag. September 11, 2001? False flag. Now Sandy Hook and the Parkland High School shooting? False flag? Oh, I'll hear it for that. That's for sure. But that's what my guest, Dr. Steve Pachinik, is talking about here. So I want to get into the nuts and bolts of this, Steve, even though you were actually going down a great path that I think is the real conversation, honestly, that needs to be had, is what is the real preparation that high school students are receiving? Are they really prepared for the world? Are they behind at that age from other students? You're shaking your head. I actually agree with you. I think that's the more serious debate, but I have to go down this road with you. And I want to try to focus on Parkland here, but if you want to tie some loose ends together and comparing it to Sandy Hook, that's fine too. I understand. But you're somebody that is an expert at regime change. You've studied regime change. You know about regime change. You've been a part of regime change. To me, that's what this represents. They want to say, oh, false flag, what does that mean? Like it didn't happen? No. To me, this is an event that they're trying to use to have regime change. And that might not mean directly remove Donald Trump with this, but it's part of an overall agenda. Okay, let's take the guns now. That's how you have an overall regime change in America to just end America, essentially. But what are you getting at here? A false flag in Florida, the school shooting. What does that mean exactly and why?
What that means is that you have a governor, Scott, our governor, who's highly compromised. He's always been compromised. He came in as a highly compromised businessman who was bought off. He was bought off Fort Lauderdale, a false flag where they were shooting. In the Orlando case of the Pulse nightclub, another false flag. The issues that are involved here has nothing to do with regime change. Ironically, most people who are involved in this kind of thinking have no capacity for regime change. That's either the Democrats, the FBI, and even the local police. They have never been involved in a more serious attempt to take down the government. That's not how you do it. You don't have a 9/11 was an attempt to shift our entire perspective to the Middle East so that Israel would be the lead country where we would change the Middle East. And in fact, it was a disaster. Now we're paying for it. As a matter of fact, we may have a major war occurring thanks to those, the Clinton.
Iran is now moving up on Israel, but I want to stay focused here, Steve. And I know that you know all the angles, but let's get back to the Florida shooting.
The issue of guns is sounds as if it's important, but to those who carry it and those of us who have it, we've ignored that issue for a long time. Number one, there's about 360 million guns in the United States. Number two, That we know of. That's correct. So we can have many more. There is no way there will be gun control. That is taking away guns from anybody. That's not going to happen. The reason that's not going to happen, it's because it's inbred both in our DNA, in our Constitution, in Second Amendment, anything you want to say. But the attempt to basically modify certain elements of it is just a weak attempt by those within the government, not really to deal with guns as much as it is to assert themselves as an entity. Let me give you an example. What relevance does the FBI have to us today? Really ask yourself, what is the FBI?
Oh, well, we got Mueller's indictments.
Whoa, but they don't mean anything. Mueller was compromised already in 9/11. He doesn't mean anything. Mueller's finished. He was compromised in 9/11. He knows it. I know it. Trump knows it. That's why he's there. He's just a patsy. He went to St. Paul's. We just set him up. But what does the FBI do? They have no real jurisdictional issue. They have ICE. They have Homeland Security. They cannot exist without going into Hollywood and immediately showing TV shows about themselves. Other than that, they don't really do very much. So how do you create a legitimate excuse for oneself to exist? You create false flags. The FBI was in Sandy Hook. What did they do? Nothing. The school was taken down. This school in Parkland will be taken down. You have an African-American chancellor, as if that was holy piss, among a group of very wealthy Jews. By the way, there were wealthy Jews involved in Sandy Hook as well, quote, who were parents of non-existing children. So what you have here is the absurdity of the theater and a 1984 scenario where people are trying to convince people like myself and others who've been in regime change that 2 and 2 equals 5, as George Orwell would say. Well, it doesn't. And a third building in 9/11 can't just fall down.
Wait a second. I agree with you, and that's why I want to talk about this, because there's so much confusion about this. It's like it's painstaking just to cover. Eyewitnesses saying multiple shooters. Well, are they plants? Are they false flags? I don't know. You've got the fact that, you know, this one leading student activist, his father is in the FBI.
Right.
He's also got weird tapes where he's clearly reciting his lines or whatever. They're editing it together to get him prepared for the news. So you got all this stuff. But this is where I think people get lost, Dr. Pachinik. This is why people give us a hard time over Sandy Hook and the whole thing, because it's always the same argument. People died. People lost their lives. Why are you so insensitive? Well, it's about a bigger issue here. So what do you think? Happened at Florida? I mean, what do you think happened at the high school that day?
Oh, and with all due respect, let's get back to Sandy Hook. That's a prima facie case of what this is all about. Nobody died in Sandy Hook. It was a nonsensical story created by Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, and a bunch of idiots in Connecticut. As a result of that, all the hedge fund investors came down to Florida because they didn't want to stay in Connecticut. The gun makers left Connecticut. What I'm trying to say is that there's a group of people, be it wherever, FBI, internal, the state, the FBI, which they create these nonsensical scenarios. They mean absolutely nothing other than the fact that there's some demonstration and some protest in the everyday existence of the republic. They're irrelevant. And what happens is they force somebody like you or Alex Jones in particular with a Megyn Kelly interview to basically admit that somebody died. No one died. No one died at all. But that's not the point. The point is that the narrative is what has to keep going on. And in cases like me where I'm saying, look, I write narratives. I create institutions. I'm not interested in your narrative. I'm interested in focusing in other elements of our republic, which are far more important than the elements. It's a distraction. It's a distraction from what's going in the stock market. It's a distraction what's going on in the lack of education. It's a distraction that we have an imminent war, possibly in the Middle East, with Israelis attacking Iran and Iran having a northern frontier. No one talks about it. And so what happens is, a smart guy like you who's trained in media and psychology, you're trained in media and psychology. In the best of worlds, you could have been a great CIA operative. I wouldn't even say that now. Because
yeah, would you quit selling me that bill of goods, Steve?
But it's true. You would be the top. We would have, we had a whole division for guys like you. We call it sluts and nuts. People with profiles of all the people who were crazy or did abnormal things. We had an Owen Schroyer. And I'd go to Owen Schroyer and I would say, okay, show me the profile on the sluts and nuts and let me operationalize it. So what's happening now, Owen, is that you're getting distracted, as others are, from the real story. What do we have today? Bibi is going to be indicted. They're going to throw out this prime minister of Israel.
Yeah, now the cops are coming after him, too.
That's correct. Well, the cops already incriminated him for corruption. He is corrupt. From the day he came from MIT, where I went, he went at the same years. He and our friend Romney were in cahoots.
So why did Netanyahu's been in office over 20 years? Why doesn't he just step down?
He doesn't want to. He's addicted to the action. He's addicted to his own narcissism. He was not, unlike his brother, he was not a hero. His brother was the hero. He was the hero of Entebbe. Bibi has done nothing. He has gone in and totally is in the process of destroying Israel. In that process, however, the Iranians are coming in. They came into Iraq, into Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and building a northern tier war, literally going to the Mediterranean. And is anybody talking about it? Other than one article in the New York Times, which was an excellent article, no one has mentioned the fact that we may be.
So is it all about, we're going to get into the more of this on the other side, but it sounds to me you're kind of saying, all right, whatever happened here, whatever it is, the bigger story is over here in Iran where they're trying to change what's going on in the Middle East. All right, we're going to have more of this on the other side with Steve Pachinik. Don't go anywhere.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. My guest is Dr. Steve Pachinik. And Steve, I want to get into more of what's going on in the Middle East because it really isn't being talked about. And you've kind of got this rise of tensions, obviously, with Iran and Israel. But then on the other side, also, you've got China with North Korea and the United States kind of reaching ahead too. So those are kind of the big geopolitical stories that I know you want to talk about it. You can't stop talking about it. Even if I ask you about the dog competition, you somehow tie it into Israel and the Middle East. But I just want to get this. I want to try to get this out of you before Sure. we move on to that, okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Because, look, Steve, here's my problem. People attack us over the Sandy Hook thing. They attack us whenever we cover this stuff, and they say we're insensitive, we're this, that, or the other thing because of the coverage that we take on this stuff, which, yes, it is risky, it is gutsy, but no one else is going to do it, and that's why we do it. But let's just let's just stick to the Florida shooting. If you want to, again, if you want to tie it into Sandy Hook, but just in the case of the Florida shooting, what is the false flag to you? Is it the actual event is a false flag, or is it the news coverage is a false flag?
The event. The event, you can't separate. Nowadays, you cannot separate the event from the actual coverage. It's one and the same. But in order to create a Parkland event or Sandy Hook or Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, you have to ask yourself, is this governor unusually unlucky, more than any other governor among all of the states? Or is there something that's compromised about this governor where we can have three different false flags in less than a year? You've got Fort Lauderdale, you got Orlando, which nobody went into, the gay assassinations, nobody ever talked about it subsequently. And now you suddenly have 17 students who were killed with what? And an amazing story. I don't know the bodies. I've never seen any of that. All I know is that these stories become an entity unto themselves. Why is that important? Because people want you to get distracted so you don't have to watch what's going on elsewhere.
But how do you explain to someone what they see on TV, Steve? How do you explain to someone what they see with the eyewitnesses?
What I say is just turn the channel. You'll see something else. In other words, fiction. Okay.
Well, let's say their remote control is broke, Steve.
What?
Let's say their remote control is broke and they cannot change off the news that's showing these eyewitnesses saying the shooting happened. How do you explain that?
I can explain it by simply saying I have people who will swear to you that the planes went into the building and the buildings were going down in 9/11, and there was no explosion whatsoever. There was only an 8-second implosion, and you took
see,
the whole.
Okay, I get it. You have moved on.
Contrivance can occur anywhere. I can sell anybody any story. The issue at hand is why does that story have legs when in fact there are no legs to a story and there may be no story? And the answer is you don't confront them directly. You just say very simply, as anybody would say later on, it's not relevant. Once you say it's not relevant and you move on, then what happens is they say, Jesus, what do I have to do? When Sandy Hook began to be a non-relevant story, then we had another, quote, false flag, then we had another false flag, and suddenly it becomes a pattern, and you see the same narrative. Oh, let me see, an autistic kid, number one. Oh, we got a rifle here. Oh, not just a rifle, we have a machine gun, we have an automatic rifle, it's AR-15. Oh, my God. Then the autistic kid went to practice with that gun. Same storyline. Same narrative. And then suddenly you have the same characters. So you're watching the same play in different times and different areas.
Yeah. And the FBI always seems to have a clue.
And the FBI, they're not relevant. It's an organization that has.
So then what happens though? Okay. So then what happens? I'm open minded. I'm playing devil's advocate here. I'm trying to get into your mind here, Steve. So
get in my mind. Go ahead.
I know. So you don't think that Coach Feist, the guy being billed as the hero that took the gunshots for kids, you think that's fake? You don't think he exists?
No,
do you even care?
That's real. I don't even, you know, it's so pathetic for me that I don't even bother. The minute I
see. So that's what I thought. Okay.
It's like a movie. Let me tell you. I vote for the Academy Award of the Producers Guild and the Emmys. After a while, you see the same film over and over, and you watch the first 5 minutes. After you see the first 5 minutes, you figure out who did what to whom and what the end of the movie is, and then you turn it off. I don't have to sit there for an hour and a half. I know that the end of this story at Parkland is going to have a hero. I know you're going to have a protest. I know the president has to do something, and the Democrats will demand something. It's choreographed. So basically, why do I have to waste my time on it when I can shift my time, by the way, to somewhere where American soldiers are literally confronting Russian soldiers in the Middle East? Mm. I've got potential of war in Iraq and Iran. I've got soldiers in Niger and Africa. And meanwhile, we don't talk anything about it. And then we have a $1.3 trillion debt. And somebody doesn't mention it. And I'm saying to myself, am I the only one who's out of sorts here? Or is everybody else? So in my world, I don't listen to much what goes on since I can create better storylines than the FBI could in 1,000 years. And I've sold more books than they have. So the issue is, for me, they're not relevant. Even the CIA doesn't become relevant domestically. The president becomes relevant in so much as he does something for the economy or the country. If he ends up screwing people, I'm not interested, because that's not a story that's going to advance this republic. So the question is, what in fact is Owen Schroyer going to look at? Are you going to be on the defense, or are you going to be proactive? In my world,
I'm going to be looking at everything, Dr. Pachinik, and I think that you know that. And I got some questions for you in the next segment that I think you'll be more willing to answer than talk about the shooting narratives that you're so sick of. I get it now, though. No. I get it now. I actually get what you're saying now. You're over it before it even happens. All right. Just hold your thought. I got to take care of some business here. We're going to talk to you on the other side. I got to take care of some business. We got specials right now on InfoWarsStore.com here, folks. We've got, if you want to have a nice, shiny, bright smile like Dr. Pachinik, it's very simple. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and you get the super blue fluoride-free toothpaste. 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Super blue fluoride. Look at that smile. That is a super blue smile right there, ladies and gentlemen.
I used the product, actually.
See, there you go. I knew you did. I could tell by your smile. 50% off super blue fluoride-free toothpaste. But here's the thing. Not only does it not have the fluoride in there, it also has iodine in there. It has the colloidal silver in there. So what we did with Super Blue at InfoWarsStore.com is we removed the bad halogen fluoride, which if you look at a bottle of toothpaste, it says it has 0.01% fluoride. If you swallow, contact poison control. We decided to remove the poisonous fluoride and then insert the good halogen iodine on top of colloidal silver. So that's what Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is. That's why the results are so great. And if you're somebody like me who has a family history of gum disease like gingivitis and gets inflamed gums, Super Blue is perfect for you because it removes that inflammation and helps fight that gum disease. So it's a great product, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
New from Emrex Essentials. Fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emrex Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emrex Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emrex Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block. Available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free. 888-253-3139. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands, It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump, the President of the United States.
This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right. You heard it yourself from Dr. Pachinik. He's seen the Disney film Aladdin one too many times. He doesn't want to get into it again, so he's not going to talk about the shootings anymore. And I get it. I really do understand where you're coming from with this, Steve. Once you've seen it once, you don't need to pay attention to the whole thing when you already know the outcome.
You studied media and personality. One of the things you always have to remember, brainwashing is a various form. If you see it enough time, what happens is you get attuned to this. Instead of reacting and being upset about it, what happens is they don't understand it. It's paradoxical. You tune out. And what's happening, most people are tuning out. That's all. And so the amplification gets louder, but the reality gets smaller. And that's what you're seeing now.
All right, Yoda. Yoda Pachinik on the War Room here. I get it. But what I want to get to now is the bigger issue that you see going on in the Middle East. So you've got a multifaceted issue here where you've got Netanyahu going through his trouble right now with the legal system, the police, the indictments, everybody trying to take him down. So you've got that going on. And then on the other side, you have Iran kind of building up this front, forming their own line, encroaching on Israel. I mean, what's going on as Iran is puffing its chest out? Netanyahu is being deflated here. What's going to happen in the next couple months?
It's an excellent point. Number one, Israel needs a prime minister. And if Zach or Alejandro can put up the chart, you will see geographically what I mean. Iran is pushing through Iraq, and what you've got is Syria and Lebanon. And what Iran is doing right now is literally building a landline or northern war all the way from Iran into the Mediterranean. That becomes the first time I've ever seen that type of danger, because it's the first time Israel will literally have to confront two countries at the same time. Their IDF, their pilots are formidable, but they have a limited capability basically to hit Lebanon and or Syria. Israelis can get into Syria. They can knock out whatever they need in terms of shipments to Hezbollah. But you have Shiite Hezbollah, you have Shiite Syrian rebels, and you have Shiite IRG, Iranian Revolutionary Guards, all over these countries, basically forming a northern tier or the northern war. That's the first.
But isn't Iran kind of double crossing their own agenda here? Because it seems to me like the United States and the UN would be okay with a regime change in Syria, but if they start encroaching on Israel, they're not going to be okay with that. So how do they win that war?
Well, Iran isn't interested in right now what the United States has to have or the UN. It basically got all of its cash from Obama, thanks to Obama, and it's reconfiguring itself in terms of a industrial empire. In other words, they're building up Boeing, they're building up planes, they're building up all kinds of capacity, and it's the IRG, the Iran Revolutionary Guard, that controls most of this. Iran is literally, for the first time, able geopolitically to insert itself into Syria, having worked with Bashar and having worked with the Russians and even the Turks, then going from Syria and going into Lebanon, the Lebanon southern flank Hezbollah, you're talking about 20 to 30,000 hardened troops. These Hezbollah fighters have been fighting for 10 to 15 years, day in and day out. They come from their homes, they fight on the ground against Al-Qaeda and ISIS or whoever, and they come back home. So you have a formidable front line that we've never had before. And now we have American soldiers embedded in Syria in various points. I don't want to get into the details. And they have to be able to maintain the peace while Turkey is coming in from the north to the south and trying to attack one of our allies who are the Kurds. So you have Russia, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Israel waiting to go to war, and Netanyahu in a deep problem. And now, literally, the Israelis have woken up. Although I've been saying this for months, they have demanded a new prime minister, and they need one right away.
Yeah, and this is a situation, again, I think it's worth noting, Netanyahu's been in office, what, I think 23 years now? I mean, I think it's time for new leadership. But what happens, I mean, the United States foreign policy right now, you know, it's pro-Israel, I'd say pro-Netanyahu, maybe not by word, but it's pro-Netanyahu, and it's anti-Syria. They still sell the lies about Assad attacking his own people in Syria. So what happens when Iran is basically the polar opposite of that and they actually make a move?
Well, what happens is we're going to try to neutralize it, but right now we don't have a comprehensive strategy. You hit it right on the head, Owen. We don't have a comprehensive foreign policy. Rex Tillerson, our formidable Secretary of State, is working day and night to basically negotiate agreements between Turkey and the Kurds, and then he's flying in to make sure that these Russians are helping us in the Middle East with Syria and Iran. And it's a piecemeal approach, which I wish him the best of luck. But quite frankly, at the same time, Mattis is helping us to maintain a command and control in the Middle East. But we really could be on the verge of a war that we do not want. And that war is one going to be really quite catastrophic, because this is the first time Iran has had two or three countries allied with itself. In other words, Lebanon and Syria, it never had it before. We would have to confront Iranian soldiers or Russian soldiers, depending on where the Russians are, whether they're the allies or they're not the allies. That's why Vladimir Putin becomes exceedingly important today, not because, quote, he interrupted our voting patterns. That's nonsense. I mean, the Russians have been monitoring us for decades.
Oh, yeah, that's a total joke. Let's not forget that Obama did everything he could to get Netanyahu out of office.
Well, Putin is a very good friend of Israel, and quite frankly, he could play a very important part now. That's what I would request, that Putin come in and act as a statesman in collaboration with Rex Tillerson and Mattis to really bring some peace and stability with Iran. Now, the problem is the Revolutionary Guard has their own capacity to really either accede to the Ayatollah Khamenei or not. And Soleimani is the major general who's really quite formidable. Ironically, I think he's of Jewish heritage, but he won't say that. But he is quite formidable as a strategist and a tactician. So Israel is now presented with a real problem. It's not something that they made up. They're presenting it, and they're basically behind the curve.
But let's be honest. Let's be honest. If it's Israel's problem, it eventually becomes our problem. So what does the United States do about the Netanyahu push to be removed from office? Do the United States back down from that?
Well, it's a good question, Owen. If I were in charge, I would say, Netanyahu, it's time to go. Really, you're not serving the best interests of Israel right now. It's, you're basically complicating a very simple issue for us. We need a full time a prime minister who can focus on the issue of preventing a war, not going to war as a distraction, or not sending jets into Palmyra, Syria. See, ironically, I've spent time in Syria for our people, and I've spent time in Lebanon. So I know the Hezbollah. I've been in their area in the southern Lebanon. I've been in Syria with the Syrian intelligence and military. You're talking about formidable opponents. At the same time, I know the Israeli capacity, and they're formidable. So you're talking about three formidable forces coming together. Meanwhile, Turkey and Russia have to play an important part, as does Rex Tillerson and James
Mann. All right, guys, you can follow Steve Pachinik on Twitter at Steve Pachinik, and I know that you've been tweeting out your stories and your links at your account there. I want to ask you one more question before we let you go. This is alluding to something you said earlier. You said Trump was aware of Mueller's involvement as far as the 9/11 investigation and some other things, Rosenstein, Uranium One. So final 30 seconds here. I agree with you. I think that Trump knows all of this, and he is not letting the public know how much he knows.
Right.
What is Trump's game? Why is Trump playing? Is he being patient right now? Is he playing possum? What do you think?
No, he's playing basically agitation propaganda, but he's waiting. He's waiting to see who falls out. And basically by creating the Twitter noise, he's creating enough distraction to avoid the major issue. Mueller will help him out, and he'll save who falls out within this.
All right, there it is. Dr. Steve Pachenik, thank you so much. StevePachenik.com. StevePachenik.com for more information.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is Roger Stone reporting for InfoWars. With the indictment of 13 Russian nationals, including a caterer, Special Counselor Robert Mueller has literally indicted a ham sandwich. Notice that there are no connections whatsoever to the Trump campaign or any Trump associate. In fact, a closer examination of the indictment shows that the Ruskies were paying more per head for bots than David Brock and the Media Schmatters crowd. We at InfoWars, of course, don't pay for bots at all. This is Roger Stone reporting for InfoWars.
There he is, my co-host, Roger Stone. I am Owen Schroyer. We are in the final segment of the War Room here today, and I've got to knock out a news blitz, and there is plenty to knock out here. So let me just dive right in. Before I actually hit this, you know, this stuff is so crazy. There are currently multiple ads on Craigslist that are offering people money to march for our lives. The march against gun control on March 14th and March 18th, there are ads posted on Craigslist saying you will get paid to hold a sign and be a part of these marches. Now, these pages have been flagged and removed by Craigslist. So I don't know if that's because they were fake or what's going on there, but I just wanted to report that to you because that's some strange activity we always see surrounding these things. So there's a screenshot of the image. Thank you, Allie, for that. And again, it was taken down and flagged, but that was up for a while. I'm sure there's other screenshots you can find if you want to look into that for yourself. All right, let me get into this news blitz here. Artificial intelligence is everywhere, watching all modern day human behaviors. Now, this is from the Washington Times. This was published today. Again, another example of InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. InfoWars, next year's news today. I first started listening to Alex, I think it was 2013, and he was talking about this in 2013. Leanne McAdoo was talking about this in 2013. David Knight in 2013 when I started following InfoWars. So Washington Times, hey, good story. You are right. That is what's going on. You're just behind InfoWars, but so is everyone else. So don't feel bad about it. This just broke. Heckler confronts Nancy Pelosi over her wealth. How much are you worth, Nancy? Well, let's just actually get into the numbers. Did you know that Nancy Pelosi is the sixth richest member of the House of Representatives, according to numbers in 2005, with an estimated net worth of over $100 million, making her the seventh richest person in Congress and the richest woman in Congress. That's right. Nancy Pelosi, worth over $100 million. You might ask yourself, how does Nancy Pelosi have over $100 million on such a meager government paycheck? It's just incredible how that woman is able to acquire such a massive wealth. Amazing. Maybe some Russian collusion. Watergate prosecutor Jill Wine Banks, a total bimbo. New indictments are first step towards impeachment. No, they're not. There's literally zero Russians involved. And it even says, Rosenstein has said it, Mueller said it, it doesn't involve Trump, and no witting Americans were involved. So there's Jill Wine Banks just on NBC making stuff up. That's how you get on NBC or MSNBC, like Brian Williams. You just make something up. You'll get some airtime. New guilty plea in Mueller probe as oligarch's son-in-law pleads guilty to lying to FBI and special counsel about dealings with Paul Manafort's destiny. Whew. Boy, that was a mouthful. Yeah, that's what you get with a bunch of contorted nonsense. I mean, Alexander van der Zwan, who, a Dutch citizen, a oligarch's son-in-law, pleads guilty to lying to FBI and special counsel. Who cares? No one. And all the liberals that are like, oh, Mueller indicted another one. Mueller's our hero. We got him. They don't even know what's going on. And then what did Mueller actually discover? That Russians were paying for protests against Trump. And then who attended those protests? How about the one and only Jabba the Hutt in human form, Michael Moore? Michael Jabba the Hutt Moore fell for Russian propaganda and went to a Trump protest paid for by Russians. Oops, sorry, Michael Moore. You looked like quite a dumbass there, didn't you? Oh, but don't worry, Michael. You weren't alone. MSNBC and CNN were right there with you, you big fat slob. Jabba the Hutt, Michael Moore, CNN and MSNBC. Oh, and throw in Adam Schiff in there too. Piece of Schiff also fell for Russian propaganda. So Adam Schiff, CNN, MSNBC, and Michael Moore all fall for Russian propaganda. All of them. And then Hillary Clinton pays Christopher Steele to get information from Russians. And then Mueller, in his Russian probe, gets his information on Russians through who? A Russian journalist. So Mueller's Russian collusion probe, he had to collude with Russians to get answers. I mean, I don't even know. How do I must be going insane. California weighs permanent restrictions for water wasters. That's right. The loving Democrat-run state of California is now having water shortages. Good job, Democrats. Survey of downtown San Francisco reveals trash on every block, over 300 piles of Schiff, and 100 drug needles. Again, the Democrats destroy inner cities. The beautiful city of San Francisco destroyed by Democrat liberal leadership. Same thing goes for L.A. L.A. County's homeless problem is worsening despite billions from tax measures. Oh, that's right. Welfare doesn't work. Democrat policies don't work every time. You know what? Let's save that for tomorrow. Dark web pedophile Matthew Falder jailed for 32 years. Now, this is a crazy story. From Birmingham University, this guy, star student, star pupil, popular on campus, well known. And then you go and you look at the pictures of this guy and it's just like, who is this guy hanging out with? Who is this guy coordinating with? And I mean, I don't even want to get into the gruesome details of this story. Basically, this guy's blackmailing people, getting pornographic material, pedophile material. It's really just disgusting. Raping of a toddler is included in this story. I mean, dark web pedophile gets arrested. This guy was acquiring a lot of stuff. So, I mean, hopefully he sells some of his clients out too. I mean, that's what you can hope. Then you've got this one. Six arrested in Paragana child sex crime ring. This story is from KUTV. Six men arrested as a result of a child sex crime sting. The suspects made arrangements to have sex with 13-year-old girls. You know what, guys? Can we get Craig, see if you can get Craig Sawyer on, Ale? Let's try to get Craig Sawyer on because he actually was the one that shared this story with me. Let's get him on as soon as possible to talk about that. He's doing great work. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the NOAA, has yet again been caught covering up record cold temperatures, deleting record cold temperatures because it goes against their narrative of global warming. So the NOAA caught changing temperatures again. Oh my gosh. Campus reform is on top of it again. Purdue writing guide, words with man should be avoided. Oh, come on, man. Come on, woman. Come on, human. I can't say any of that. Oh, no, not at Purdue. Jim Carrey, it just sucks that you have to talk about these people. I like Jim Carrey. His movies are funny, you know? I mean, it sucks that the guy, just doesn't get it, or I don't know why he makes this anti-Trump art, but he's an artist now, and he makes some painting depicting Trump playing golf over dead kids. I mean, it's really just sick, to be honest with you. I do believe Jim Carrey is anti-vaccine, though, so he's got that going for him. Student anti-gun activist David Hogg magically was featured in a CBS story just a few months ago, and now questions are swirling around what that kid really is, the son of an FBI agent. School shooting survivor turned activist David Hogg's father and FBI appears to have been coached on anti-Trump lines. We played that video earlier. You can find that video for yourself where he's staggering through lines and then getting coached through it. You know, I got to say, Matt Drudge, it's still the front page. Matt, I can't believe this. Matt, come on, man. George Clooney does not belong on the front page of the Drudge Report all day because he might be running for president in 2020. You did the same thing with Oprah, Drudge. You need to stop giving these people the attention they want. Please, Matt Drudge, remove George Clooney immediately. If he does want to run, fine, but he's just a joke. It won't matter anyway. You remember that Fergie debacle with the Star Spangled Banner? Well, now people have showed footage of her beforehand, basically saying she was going to regret it. And then she says, oh, it's not about me. I was trying to pay homage to the national anthem. Well, then sing the national anthem. You made it about you when you wrote your own version. They always do that. Winter Olympics ratings are down. Olympics are destroying the economy in South Korea, too, so it's not looking good. That does it for the War Room today. I'm signing off. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.